100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, morning, everyone. How are you, Ari? How are you today?
Not too bad. Happy hump day.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You said you went for a big run behind the scenes yesterday.
Yeah, so as soon as I got home, I was like, hey, Mum, how's your day going? Because she works from home. So,
yeah.
And then I'm just like, right, going for a run. So I ended up going for a 50-minute run, I believe.
5-0.
Yeah, I usually only do about 20 to half an hour and then just do, like, some stuff at the gym and all that type of thing. So it does, like, clock up the time. But, yeah, I just went for a neighborhood run.
What tempted you out longer?
I just wanted to just stretch the legs for longer and do one of the original runs that I used to do when I originally lived at home. So you got, like, it's all incline. Well, half the time it's incline anyway.
Yeah, right. So you just went, you know what, let's see where the road takes us.
Yeah, pretty much. I came home.
Forrest Gump style.
Mum's just like, oh my goodness, I've never seen you sweat so much. I'm just like, yeah.
Sometimes you just need to go out and, you know, see what's out there in the world.
No, you just need to run.
Well, that
just,
too.
Just set an intention and just forget about everything else. Yeah.
Did when you watched the running bits in Forrest Gump?
Ah, yeah.
Were you, like, ever tempted to get out on the road?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like for a big dog run.
Yes. Well, you remember, like, in the film how he runs across the country or something? And then he, like, kind of stops and goes, right, well, I better go home now. That's how I feel sometimes.
Yeah?
He inspires me.
Have you ever felt inspired to say, I don't know, run to Sydney?
No.
Because you're a big, like, you do love running, right?
Yeah, I do, but, like, you know.
Not that far.
I would also, as much as I love to run, I like to come home and sit on my butt.
Have you ever run from, because you're based at Cameron Park.
Yes.
Have you ever run to, like, the beach?
No. No, no, no. That's too far.
Okay.
No.
So there's a limit. There's a limit.
Yeah. The furthest I've ran.
Yeah.
In one hit is 22Ks.
Okay.
And that was back in the days of Mudgee, so, you know.
That is the furthest you will go.
Yes.
Okay. Good to
know.
Half
Mara.
Yeah, well, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Bit of an insight.
It certainly is.
How are you going? Let's talk about you.
Okay, sure. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, such a busy day yesterday. I just went from here straight to the shop.
Yeah.
And then I was there till the end of the day.
Oh, my God.
I had a new lady who had, like, a training day.
How did she go?
Really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so... I mean, it's like early days.
We've
got to see if she likes the job, all that sort of thing. I think she did.
Great.
So, fingers crossed, it'll work out.
Oh, Crevo's on Clyde getting a new team member.
Yeah, that's it. Hopefully. That was my day. Oh, I was just absolutely shattered after that. It was just...
Please tell me you didn't cook. Did you go
No,
to
I got
away?
The night off.
Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Emmy made risotto. It was very good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dinner porridge.
Yeah. I've never heard it called that. And I
stole
love it.
That, but yeah.
Did you? Right. Yeah, it was really good. She had, like, a little white wine in there and stuff. And
was there, like, a mushroom in there?
Yeah, a variety of mushrooms.
Oh!
Yeah,
living.
You got to get a few different types.
Okay.
Stock from scratch. She did the whole thing.
Oh, my God. You're looking good at Mayfield Cottage.
I sure am.
100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, I have brought something similar up on the show before, but you remember this little sign out the front of the Presbyterian Church in Hamilton? It's called Scott's Kirk.
It's funny you mention that.
Yeah.
Because I have... Are they the ones that, like, really fun messages?
Yeah, they do. They kind of do their own take on... sometimes local happenings around the city.
The region, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And kind of, like, make it into, like, a quick life lesson or a quick fun
fact, or kind
of relate it to the church in some way. Well, someone on Newcastle Reddit has posted the latest kind of message up on that little board.
Their signboard,
the
yes.
Yeah.
It's one of those letter-by-letter signboards.
Thank you, yes. Now, it says 10 years night's contract or eternal life. Choose Life this Sunday, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. As in, like, they're advertising their, of course, church service. But it's funny how they've used, like, a take on the news about
of
the
course.
Newcastle Knights signing Dylan Brown. And then some people have gone on to say, I'd pick the contract. You can buy stuff with that money.
That is so true, and a lot of stuff, because it's a lot of money, right?
Well, how about this? Just one more. He signed a $13 million 10-year contract, Dylan Brown. I guess $13 million buys eternal life, right?
Well.
I love these comments. It's so funny.
It certainly buys a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps some nice cars, a nice property.
Well, eternal happiness.
Yeah. Some could argue that. Yeah. Some could argue that indeed.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that they're, you know, as you said, they're across local events.
It's so great. Brilliant. They make a mickey out of a lot of things, and I'm here for it.
They certainly do. Hey,
that church is cool. Sorry.
No, that's it. I agree.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here for the First at 5.
Hello, Bree.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are we feeling?
Yeah, not too
bad.
We're
pretty good. Yeah. For a Wednesday.
I actually wanted to bring something up with you, Bree.
Oh, God, here we go.
No, it's all about news. This is about the news.
Yeah.
Because I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
What's that?
I was a pretty dumb child. In fact, I was a really bad tester. I couldn't do much in the way of maths, and my numeracy and my spelling was really bad. So, of course, I'm talking about NAPLAN.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why I wanted to make that confession.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, and I was the same. Don't worry about that.
Really?
NAPLAN. Well, I went to Year 11 and 12, but maths was my biggest struggle. And I think in Year 11 I actually dropped it. And then I changed it to drama, I think.
Oh, that's a good choice.
So big difference.
Yeah.
But,
played your strengths.
No, it was, I hate maths with a passion. And my teacher was just so mean. Like, when you get a mean teacher, it ruins the subject, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
It can, yeah.
And the pressure, like, on kids with NAPLAN these days as well, because apparently we still suck. That was, like, last year's results. We're entering into the first NAPLAN of the year, I think.
First test, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's it. So today, years 3, 5, 7, and 9 will sit their NAPLAN test today. First test, and yeah, exactly right. So it was 1 in 10 kids had pretty poor results just a couple of years ago, like you said. So they're trying to fast track all the results to get teachers knowing where kids are sort of going wrong and how to implement, how to sort of teach a little bit better.
Yeah, that's good.
What would, you know, be the best way to get these results, I guess, off
up,
the ground.
Yeah. Well, the thing to remember with tests is it's the be all and end all.
Oh!
Everything.
That's what you're going to teach your daughter, isn't it? Yeah.
They can't have dinner if they get a fail.
Yeah. That's it. Well, or breakfast, you know. No, there's only, that's the way to teach them, you know.
Oh.
Tests mean everything.
Oh. Yeah, tests are scary, so.
Obviously, I'm joking.
And that's it. Like, I think, you know, I remember when I was in primary school, I felt like it was the HSC.
Yes.
I was so stressed with the NAPLAN.
I think, you know, if I was a parent and my kid was going through NAPLAN, I would have, like, a nice little ice cream treat at after dinner or something on that
you're
day.
You're such a cute parent.
Oh, look,
you'd
it'd
be such a cute parent.
Yeah.
And just a little ice cream.
Oh, yeah. It's okay, don't panic. It sucks. I know it sucks, yeah.
And just, yeah, reminding them that. You know, try
it's
your best,
okay.
But it's fine if you're not getting A's and all of that.
Look at us, we're in radio now, we sucked.
There you go. Also, switching gears a little bit, they're trying to, track down or stop vandalism in our local area.
Yes, that's not council. So, Councillor Quinton King is expected to move a motion at next week's meeting, hopefully to investigate potential opportunities to reduce vandalism in that council area.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because it's a lot of community concern out there, Cessnock Way, but it also follows a couple days ago, actually, there was the football grounds at Kersley destroyed by vandals. Yeah, motorbikes going over and putting all these track marks in them. And there's a lot of people do that, actually, not just in Cessnock, but in the Hunter. Yeah, it's very prominent now.
It is really stupid. A lot of people work really hard to make those grasses the right way for
honestly,
the right sports.
Yes.
Right? It's a huge job and a huge undertaking. It takes months of planning.
Yep.
Then some numpty comes and does a burnout on it. You think, oh, Good on you.
Well, thanks. I can't play my weekend sport now. Yeah.
Bring on that motorsport park as soon as possible so people can get some of their, you know, hooning out done there, out there, because that's what we need, really.
Take your stupid bikes elsewhere.
And just, and bushland. There's so much bushland. Go out there, right?
Yeah,
so
that's right.
If you're going to ride your illegal bikes.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this for a, I guess, semi-local stories. Just down the M1 in Sydney, a cafe has created something that some are calling a Frankenstein and some are calling an excellent genius idea.
Okay, I like the notion of Frankenstein. This is cool.
I am, of course, talking about the Vegemite iced latte.
Oh.
Now, so you are, like, shriveling in your chair at just the thought of it, but bear with me.
Okay.
So in food science, salt actually removes bitterness.
So you wouldn't even need, like, if you're a sweetener person, if you have, like, an iced latte, you're like, oh, nah, it's not sweet enough. You can add a bit of Vegemite to it.
You might not need it.
What?
So, there is in some countries a tradition of adding a little bit of salt to a coffee to remove the bitterness.
Okay, I've heard of that, but I've never tried it, so I wouldn't know.
So, this is the opportunity. So, apparently the best or easiest way to do it is get the squeezy one.
Okay.
And you just put a little bit, like a little dollop, maybe like a half teaspoon.
Okay, so not
in
much
the
at
bottom,
all.
Yeah. And then this is if you want to do your at-home version, give it a go. Because I couldn't find anywhere selling it in Newcastle yet.
No, because we're not lunatics.
Well, prove me wrong. Maybe someone's got it.
Oh.
So you put a little dollop in, and then you pour your hot, like, shot onto it, espresso shot with the machine, and then your ice milk, whatever, the same way you'd make a latte. And apparently, bingo, it's delicious.
So my question is, would the Vegemite kind of settle at the bottom, or would, like, shot of coffee and mix it up?
Correct. The heat actually, like, dissolves it and turns it into part of the liquid. Give it a little mix and it's all integrated. You seem so unsure about this.
I feel very conflicted. I love coffee and I also like to taste many different flavours. I like to experiment with coffees and whatever. But, like, that
you're the weird flavour queen.
I am, yes. I like weird combinations of things.
But it's still a no for you?
Look, just give me some toast, not the milk with it.
It's a no from Ari.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
All right, so Ari, one of my favourite places on the internet is the Facebook notice board for Curry Curry.
Okay, why is this? Why specifically curry?
Very funny characters in there.
Oh, right? Well,
all right. So here's his post, a picture of, like, a massive cable that looks like hundreds and hundreds of NBN wires that's been cut right through.
Oh.
It says, help! And P.S. sorry to all those living in Brunker Street if you have no internet. My uncle and I are installing a fence and accidentally cut this wire in half.
No!
Could anyone with a half-decent soldering iron please come in and reconnect us? Will be beers involved.
We'll be beers.
Yeah.
We can't pay it, but we'll give you some beers.
A reverse Google image search will tell you.
Oh, no. No.
This is just a normal, like, this is just a stock photo of a cut cable. Someone's just having a laugh.
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
I was going to say, please tell me it's not a scam. No. But why would it be a scam?
No, exactly.
You're offering them something.
Yeah, come over and get some beers and bring your soldering iron. How absurd. You can't even solder NBN cables. How ridiculous.
Well, someone might
But the comment section was awesome. Everyone just like, oh, you shouldn't have got your friends. You should have dialed before you dig, all this sort of stuff.
Okay. Like, well, at least people are getting behind the joke.
Well, I think so. But like I said, if you're wanting a bit of entertainment, and it is free, and there's not much free in this world at the moment.
True.
The Curry Curry notice board on Facebook is well worth a visit.
I'll have to join.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Bez.
I was scrolling through Facebook 2 days ago, and as I always do, that's where I live, basically, on Facebook. Anyway, in one of my Edgeworth community Facebook pages, someone decided to post a little bit of a treat for us all to look at.
Okay.
So in the town centre, Edgy Town Centre, which is like the shopping centre, my local, technically, and it's just a regular underground car park there, and someone has parked their Range Rover of some nature, like, in the middle of two car parks. So you know how you have, like, back-to-back parks, right?
Yeah,
so just a line separating each way. You could drive through if there's no one, like,
yeah, a drive-through
in front of you.
One, yeah.
Yep. Anyway, so they've parked directly in the middle of said line and then taken up two car spots as well. And I'm like, what are you doing that for? You're trying to protect your precious Range Rover.
And also, you look like such a knob.
You do.
And I saw this the other day up at Coles at Mayfield.
Mm.
Somebody had parked right near the entrance on the, like, roof section, parking section.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's three motorbike spots in, like, a triangle. Sure. Somebody had parked their, like, Ford Ranger or something all three and halfway onto the road. And they just went, that'll do. That's really close to the door.
Well, they couldn't have found another park elsewhere on the rooftop?
There's so many. They just didn't want to walk that little bit extra.
Oh, get over
it. And it wasn't even, like, disabled. There's disabled spots and they were available. Yeah. I looked because I was interested and petty about the whole situation.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Some of the worst parking around.
That's awful.
Reminds me, of course, of the famous Facebook group. And if you haven't joined this, please do. Newey Parking Fails. What an absolute gem and goldmine that is.
So is this page, like, from everywhere around Newcastle? Mm-hmm. Like, it could be from Mayfield all the way out to, like, Stockton.
Sure is. Yeah, okay. The whole lot, box and dice.
Wow.
Now, famous on this page is, I'm just going to say something that wrong. It sounds like somebody called Schwabacube Bob.
Okay.
So I'll let you figure that out. If you do a little search within that page, is so many posts of this local person just parking in the most outrageous ways.
So that person is doing the parking or they're taking photos
that
of others?
They are doing the parking.
Are they doing it on purpose just for a laugh? A bit of a gag?
Quite possibly. If it is, it's genius marketing.
Yeah, right.
Because here we are talking about it and you can see it online. So that's Newey. If you're into seeing the terrible parking around, and especially from this person, I recommend you check out Newey Parking Fails, because what an absolute treat that is.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We're doing some interesting advancements in 2025 and onwards. Like science, the ability of science is
It is exciting, all of the new breakthroughs and stuff. I love to see it.
Exactly. Now, this one excites me the most because I think it'll help people. So researchers from University of Beirut has actually developed a hydrogel that mimics human skin strength, flexibility and self-healing ability. So basically,
what does that
to
mean?
Put it in a nutshell, it looks like a bandage or a plastic bag of some kind. You put it over a wound and it's supposed to heal you quicker.
Like, how quick are we talking?
Like, I'm talking within 24 hours. So if you've got, like, a big
impressive
cut on
yeah.
your forearm, right, you put this, like, it looks like a Ziploc bag in
okay.
a way. Just
so it looks a bit dumb.
Yeah, in like a cylindrical shape.
Okay.
It's very funny. And then you put it over your forearm or whatever.
Yeah.
Within, and they say, within 4 hours, 90% of the wound will be healed and fully healed within 24 hours.
Jeez, that
How
is
crazy.
Big. That is big. And obviously, the other big benefit to fast healing wounds is you're reducing the chance of infection, which is the absolute number one battle for, like, wound healing.
Yes.
So to be able to do that by sort of, if it's all fully healed over so quickly, then, yeah, no infection. That's a huge win.
Well, they say it's done by integrating ultra-thin clay nanosheets. How cool is that?
Oof,
with densely entangled polymer networks. Oh, and hydrogel self-repairing and whatever.
Blah, you're blah, blah. Across all that science.
The breakthrough holds significant potential for applications in wound healing. They say also developing artificial skin, soft robotics, and drug delivery systems. So basically, it can do it all.
It does it all. And you can imagine, say, for example, on the battlefield.
Ooh, yeah.
Healed in 4 hours? Come on. If they're not knocking on your door, you don't have the right message out there.
I just want it so I can heal my bruises. I'm too clumsy, and I've got bruises all over my legs all the time.
You do trip and fall and have bruises a lot. You got to do something about that. Do you need glasses? I don't think so.
No, look good. You need to be, covered in bubble wrap.
Okay, that's another good strategy.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Bit of news I think you'll be excited for here, Crevo.
Oh, yeah.
So the 2025 Crufts Competition Best in Show winner has been crowned. This is a dog show, international dog show.
Okay.
So dog of the year. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who exactly has won the coveted title? 4-year-old Whippet Michia from Venice, Italy.
Oh, my God.
A little Whippet.
How exciting. I want to see what Michia looks
like. Oh, my gosh. Gorgeous.
Michia the Whippet. Oh, it's easy to Google.
Oh, yeah. She's the topic of conversation at the moment. It's a thrilling climax to the 4-day competition, it is said.
Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah. Beating out more than 18,000 hopefuls from across the world. Very interesting.
I should have put Molly in.
Oh, Molly is beautiful.
I think she would have won. Mm. It looks better than Michia, I think.
She was praised for her beautiful elegance. She won against Australian Shepherd, a Cocker Spaniel, a Gun Dog, a miniature Schnauzer, and a Jack Russell Terrier, while also a Tibetan Mastiff called Viking was named runner-up in the competition. However, this has caused a bit of controversy because this is the fourth Whippet in a row to take out this title. So people are going, what about the rest of the breeds? What about my Shepherd?
They should have better dogs. Whippets are the best dogs. Whippets, there's no doubt about it.
Whippets are just delightful. Also, but there are so many wonderful dog breeds.
Yeah, but if you don't have the best, it's not my fault, is it?
It's just quite interesting. And I quite like the name of the show, Crufts.
How good is this as well?
Yeah.
I'm just having a look at Michia, the Whippet.
Uh-huh.
The guy, the owner, I'm guessing, handler, whatever. He's dressed in a full tuxedo when he's doing the full runaround and obstacles and everything.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know they're fancy.
He looks very stylish as well. So, obviously, he takes care of his own, self as well as the dog.
Sì, bella facci.
What beautiful Ari
face.
Said.
Beautiful face.
Oh, look at this. A little Italian lesson this morning, and I love it.
Oh, the Whippets are beautiful. So there you go. Happy Whippet Day.
Certainly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
It is the richest deal in rugby league history, and Newcastle is the centre of it.
Interesting this.
It's so Dylan Brown, of course, he's the name about town at the moment because a $13 million deal is what's reported to be floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? For all that talent, I reckon it's not a bad price.
Well, that's what some people are saying. Others say completely different. I say it's not worth it.
Okay.
He's just another player. But when you... I know, honestly, athletes are a bit of a commodity, aren't they?
Definitely.
Yeah, they're all just numbers. They're wanted for their abilities, and that's great. Now, he is a fantastic player, and there is no doubt about that. But I've been reading through articles about how this deal came about, but how it's all come to light and things like that. Now, the Knights are getting rid of a couple of players. They're not continuing with their contracts and whatnot, which has freed up a lot of money to buy him, basically.
That's it.
It's like playing Monopoly.
It is. And here's what you got to remember as well.
Yeah.
It's setting in a certain sense of security because it's 10 years.
So yes, correct.
You've got the potential here to build a Knight's new legacy. That's what's so exciting about it. Because as the team will get better, definitely, when he joins.
Mm.
And then you've got 10 years to build it up with this backbone, if you will.
Mm.
And let's get some premierships in the bags. It's been too long between drinks, Ari. And as a result of that, You got to spend money to do it. That's it. That's the way to make it happen.
Yeah,
I think it's worth the cash if we're able to bring home the bickies.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Also, something interesting to note is the fact that, you know how like there's that whole salary cap ideal in the sport, and Kalen Ponga's just on that salary cap and whatever. Well, apparently, it's worth mentioning that the cap will continue to go up $150,000 a season in the coming years, which will make like a Dylan Brown's giant pay packet less of a pain to navigate his deals and things. So technically, he'll come off cheaper in the long run, is essentially what I'm saying.
That's one of the, you know, arguments for it. Mm. So, for a couple of things. First of all, you've got, you know, this possibility of building a new legacy, chance to, you know, bring home the big trophy, which is what it's all about at the end of the day.
He can't put that on his shoulders. One man can't do it all.
Well, he seems pretty strong. And then also there's going to be a lot of, you know, you'll sell a lot of bum tickets, bums on seats. You'll sell a lot of merchandise as well. Mm. If things start to go well, you'll make money off this, no doubt.
Well, by the time his contract wraps up in 10 years, right, he'll be 34, so he'll be coming to the end of his career. So he could essentially retire.
Well, that's it.
In Newcastle.
Well, hey, and there's somebody who'll be in our community spending cash as well.
Yeah, another Merriweather liver.
Well, possibly. We don't know what suburb he might like. He might love Cameron Park. So this is what we wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Is Dylan Brown worth the $13 million?
It's a big question, and lots of people would have an opinion on this.
Yeah, I'm saying definitely worth it. Spend the money. It's only money. You can't get, you know, there's no other way to get the trophies.
I say no because, you know, you're relinquishing two players' salaries and putting it all towards one player.
Ari, you're a bit unsure about it.
I am very, a bit wavering on that, yeah.
Is it worth it is the question. Is it worth the 13 mil?
Can I just say as well, I'm reading something on Fox Sports here. They've broken down like the contract into like intricacies. Mm-hmm. So apparently Brown grew up in like a 60 grand New Zealand house or something like that. So it had no ceiling, no gyprock on the walls, whatever. Anyway, so apparently per game, he'll earn nearly the value of his old family home.
Hey, good on him. I say it's worth it.
That's insane.
Ari, you just can't get your head around the figures, yeah? You don't think it's reasonable or fair.
I think it's just a little bit much, okay, to be fair.
In Wall's End, Shannon, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that it's a lot of money, and it's we're in this position also with Ponga that if you spend so much money, you can't really afford the rest of the team.
Yes.
And, look, you can't win a trophy just being one player. So I think a lot of the thing you need to actually think, well, you need to be able to afford the other players, but also 10 years, what injuries could happen in that time frame, and then you can't afford another player because you've spent so much money on one person.
Okay, so
you're a good point.
Overall assessment is not worth the cash.
No.
At least...
No, I don't think any player's worth that much money.
Agreed. Oh, okay. Shannon's on my side.
Shannon has said it, and I think that is sort of the view of a lot of people.
Well, good luck the Knights.
Well, certainly.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
That's right, the Novos name five. You've got 10 seconds on the clock to name five things related to a category that we give you. It changes every single morning, so you never know what you're going to get. Like Forrest Gump, box of chocolates.
Anyway. That is so true.
It is true. I like a good reference. So, that's all you have to do.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning in Cardiff. It's Alan. Morning, Alan. How are you?
Alan, you there?
Okay. Alan has dropped out. That's all right. Let's try someone else, shall we?
One contender down.
Certainly. First test, if you will, is to... get on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, in Warners Bay, good morning, Bernadette.
Good morning.
You're there.
Hello.
I love it.
I am here.
How's Warners Bay this morning?
Very nice. I'm looking at the lake and it is perfectly still. Beautiful.
Oh,
I love to hear that. Do you have a view of the lake then from your house?
I do from my bed, yes.
Oh, my God. You are living good, Bernadette, and you know it, don't you?
I'm very lucky.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland, from bed, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know how the game works?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. I don't know if I'll be any good at it, but I'll have fun.
That's right, the main thing. That's right. Five things in 10 seconds.
Okay.
I've got the stopwatch. Ari's got the topic. Let's take it away.
All right, Bernadette. Name five things people can be allergic to. Go.
Bees, shellfish, eggs, peanuts, soy.
Yeah, done. That's done. You've only gone and done it.
Job, Bernadette.
It's such a slow start. I was very worried for you, to be honest. I was like, oh, she's not going to get it. And then, you know, the coffee must have kicked in and you sorted yourself out.
Haven't had the coffee yet. That was probably the problem.
Oh, you would have been quicker. Well, congratulations and enjoy your water view from bed, you lucky duck. Of course, if you heard that and went, I could have done that.
Yes.
Don't worry, tomorrow, same time, same place, here at New FM. Bernadette from Warners Bay, our latest local winner.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Japan. It is a cool country because it is, like, so far into the future. They have so many cool gadgets and a way of life is so different to ours. And, yeah, they know what the future is meant to look like and they're already there pretty much.
All you got to know is fancy toilets and vending machines that sell everything.
Now, that's what I want.
And society is just on another level.
True, true, true. Well, I've just seen something that's offered over in Japan that I think is revolutionary.
Oh, it's a service, is it?
Yes, service for women.
Ooh,
here we go.
Okay, hello, ladies.
Oh, I guess it could be for men as well, but it's specifically in this article
targeted
says ladies.
Okay.
So, over in Japan, there's a company. I don't know if I can pronounce it. It doesn't matter.
Have a go if you want.
Okay, ready?
Sure.
Ikemiso Danchi. Danchi? Ikemiso Danchi.
Okay, yeah. You know what?
Ikemiso Danchi.
Probably it. It sounds like something that might be right.
Great. All right. Got that off my chest. It offers a unique service where people can actually hire, in quotation marks, handsome weeping boys, which basically means you hire a handsome man to sit there and watch sad movies with you and wipe your tears.
Oh, that's... Very sweet, isn't it? There's nothing more. There's nothing else to it. Nothing else to it.
Absolutely not. It's rooted in the concept.
What now? Did you say?
Rooted.
Sorry, I just misheard you.
Tree roots.
Yeah.
It's rooted in the concept of tear seeking. This service promotes an emotional release and helps to alleviate, you know, stress that you find in your workplaces and in your life, creating a safe space for people to express their emotions freely. Or, you know what, you could be just feeling quite lonely and you just want to sit down and just kind of wallow with a bucket of ice cream, but you also want someone nice and handsome sitting next to you ready to go with a tissue. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Some people, and maybe this is included in you.
Oh, yeah.
With you, Ari. Some people like to watch a very emotional movie and have a bit of a cry.
Actually, yes, it is. Something that you would do on like a Saturday morning.
So that
or a
is
Sunday
something you'd
evening.
Do?
Yeah. In fact, I did it last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Would you have liked?
I sat there and I cried.
A handsome man to sit with you and watch and wipe your tears away with a very soft tissue?
So here's the thing. I have a handsome man in my life.
Where
I
was
love
he?
Him to bits.
Where was he?
Work.
Oh, see.
Which made me cranky. Not really, because he works hard and I appreciate that. But also.
Deep down, wish he was there with the tissues.
But I see him twice a week and it's not enough. And when I want to sit down and wallow, he's not there. And so I need another handsome man to come and wipe my tears.
So you could, if the service was cheap enough, you'd pay?
Maybe I'll just get a dog.
That also might do the job.
Good morning.
Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day.
Stockland Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au.
Right now in Rutherford, it's 21 degrees.
And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. 105.3 New FM.
It's New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Alicia Horrell. I'm 11 years old in Year 6 at Madawi Public School. And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is cloudy with showers about with top of 28 degrees. Right now in Fern Bay it's 21 degrees. Now back to Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh,
beautiful.
That
well
was a
done.
Great read. Good stuff.
Love that. Good projection too. Good pace. That was excellent.
Yeah. Now Ari used to be a news reader.
Correct, yes.
So he's the real expert. So to get that compliment, you're doing well.
Very good.
Now I do believe that you're quite into art and drama.
Excellent. Yeah. That's what we like to see. Creatives in the building.
Certainly. And I think some of that, you know, projection that Ari was talking about probably comes from that. Do you, I believe, is it true you've got a play coming up later this year?
Yeah, we're planning on doing like a play later during the term.
Yeah,
nice.
Okay.
And what are you working on at the moment in drama?
Mime acting and like sign language and that.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. Probably not good for the radio though, because you can't hear it. So we might have a stave on that at the moment.
Very correct. All right. Well, congratulations, Alicia. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Playland Green Hills, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play time, so stay all day. Book now at kidsworldplay.com.au. And if you would like your child to be one of our next Weather Whiz kids, you can register online now at newfm.com.au.
Congratulations, you've done a very good job.
Awesome job.
And you hear how easy it is to register.
Absolutely.
If you want to be like Alicia, do that.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, this morning, Ari, I wanted to ask the question, are you the parent who is a bit loose with the rules, or is it the other parent you want to dob in?
Okay, interesting. So it could be in your own relationship, like who's the looser parent, or is it like your parents?
That's right. Like, yeah, so growing up, was there, you know, who was it is the other question. In your household, who was the parent who was loose with the rules growing up?
I actually had to text my mum to ask her this because I'm like, I think you're pretty on par. They're both pretty strict.
Oh,
I would
really?
Say, yeah.
Really?
Oh, look, they had rules and they liked to enforce them. so neither of them were loose. But I will say this, after a few beers, Dad's a loose goose.
Okay.
He's a loosey-goosey. However, Mum laughs at my jokes. I can get Mum to laugh more, so I would say Mum, when she's sober.
Get away with more.
Yeah, I'll get away with more with Mum because I'll just make her laugh.
Okay, so reason I bring this up is that I've got the little baby Esme, 9 months of age.
Gorgeous.
Very, very cute. And there's this thing she likes to do, which is basically be tipped upside down. She finds it hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hold her upside down and then she's laughing away, having a good time.
How sweet.
Yeah, it is very sweet, right?
Yeah.
However, I did it the other night and my wife, Emmy, said to me, she goes, don't do it after she's just eaten. You'll tip the food out. She'll vomit up the food. And
she's not a bin.
Well, no, she's like, she's not eating well at the moment. Oh. It's hard work. Get the food in.
Yeah.
If you tip it out, you're in big trouble. I was like, oh, yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Anyway, she goes into the shower, into the bathroom. I was like, let's do an upside down. Straight away, upside down. She's laughing away. Emmy must have heard it. Not quite in the shower yet. Pokes her head around the door. Hey, I said no upside down.
You're in trouble.
I think I'm the parent that's loose with the rules.
You are definitely more loose.
I think I am. Because there's the other thing. She's got this like a little play centre thing. It's a sort of a cube of wood about maybe the size of a milk crate. And then on top are like sort of bits and bobs, you know, little puzzles or whatever.
Yeah, cool.
She's loving that. Emmy says, be careful. She doesn't climb up the corner of it because it's a sharp corner. She'll bang her head.
Oh.
So, yeah, no worries. I see her climbing up. Like, that's fine. Not worried at all. Once again, pokes her head around. Oh. Hey, what have I said about climbing up the corner? I was like, oh, sorry, didn't see it.
When she learns how to run around and she falls over copious amounts of times, you'll go, she'll be right.
Well, that is sort of how
I feel about the situation.
Is how I feel about
She'll fall off a railing or like...
Let's not get into too many of the hypotheticals here.
What? It's a gash on your head. Yeah, grow up.
No. I'm not saying that.
No.
But I think I am. I think I'm the one who's going to be more loose with the rules.
I think so, yeah.
4967-4105. Are you the parent that's more loose with the rules or do you want to dob one in? So maybe it's your parents or maybe it's your partner who's just, just keeps being loose with the rules and gets all sorts of trouble going on. Quick question.
Yes.
Do you think it's like fathers are more loose with the rules in general? Or is it an even split?
I think it could be an even split. So it depends on your reflection. Personality.
Yeah, really, that's what it comes down to, isn't it?
But it's interesting to note that, like, I couldn't determine between my two parents, whereas Will's parents, my partner's parents, as soon as you meet them, you know who's loose as a goose, and it's definitely his dad. So it could be a dad thing.
It could be. It could be. Maybe it's the other way, though. We just want to hear your stories. 4967-4105. In Cardiff, Liam, who's a loose parent in your house, or what about your parents?
Look, I want to say I'm the loose parent. I really don't think I am. Brought up with very hardworking dad, and I'm like, well, I want to make sure everyone's doing the right thing, but I just can't back it up. So,
So
I want them all to have fun.
But at the same time, you just can't let go. Sometimes it's like that. You can't, I guess, help your past.
That's right. Okay, let's head off to Madawi. Hey, Gabby, who's the loose parent?
Good morning. So growing up, it was actually my dad. I remember my mum was always very strict around finances. And, you know, if I wanted money as a teenager, I'd have to go out and earn it. And, you know, if I was going out with mates and dad was dropping me off, he'd always slip me a 50 for the day. So he was a love.
Dad's a good fella.
He certainly is. And especially when they're handing out cash, right?
Certainly. It is the best option.
It certainly is. Every gifting situation, in fact, cash is the best.
I will accept all gifts.
All right, let's wrap it up in Raymond Terrace. Kelly, who's the loose parent at your house?
It would be my dad.
Okay.
Another dad, okay.
Interesting.
What makes him the loose parent, Kelly?
Any examples?
The things we used to do when we were kids while mum was at work. Crazy.
Can you think of one that comes to mind things went a little awry?
Okay. I don't know if this would be a bit, but when like we would sit on the lounge of the night time, he'd turn everything off and we'd wait for the little mice to come out of the hole and he'd get the flood gun and he'd pop it with the flood gun.
Oh my God. He was the loose parent. This is in the living room? This is in the living room?
In the living room.
Oh, it was a different time back then, wasn't it?
Just brings a whole new meaning to house hunting, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
I've seen an advertisement for something that's actually quite interested me. So, coming to the Playhouse at Civic Theatre in Newcastle is what they are titling The Prophetic Tragedy of Macbeth and Those Who Knew Him. So it's the Macbeth play.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Are you a fan? Are you a Shakespeare fan?
Massive Shakespeare fan. Love the plays that was put on back in the 1600s. And, like, the texts are just sensational. Like, honestly, they're all a bit of a warning to society. But it's... Yeah,
What's your favourite Shakespeare play?
I would say Macbeth has to be up there.
Yeah.
Macbeth, of course, Romeo and Juliet.
Right up there as well.
Othello was one that I didn't expect to love, but I loved it.
Interesting.
Obsessed with it. So, I'm thinking of going along. It starts on the 20th of this March. This month. Next Thursday.
Honestly, the oldie-timey English annoys me.
Oh, really?
It's out of date.
You have to be patient.
That's why new movies have come out. It's easy to understand.
That's why language has changed over time, I suppose.
That's right.
But, yeah, so there's...
James Bond's better.
Okay. There's some matinees and, of course, some night performances as well. I'm seriously considering going next week.
It's just easier to understand,
oh,
you know?
For God's sake.
It's more modern. There's no, like...
I don't like James Bond.
There's no Aston Martins in any, like, Shakespeare plays.
No.
And that's better. Just having cars and stuff's better. Anyway, that's my thoughts on it.
You disappoint me. Where's your culture? Where's your sense of adventure with words?
Good question.
UFM. The Novos.
So, coming up very soon is the Sydney Royal Easter Show. If you don't know what that is, where have you been? You've been living under a rock.
It's like the Newcastle show, but down in Sydney.
And a lot bigger.
Oh, yeah, it is huge. A fair bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah, it's
probably
iconic.
Probably double.
Yeah. Well, a running story on the show is that I'm going down there with my partner and his parents, and I'm going to, like, all the agricultural shows to do with, like, the horses and stuff, because they're taking their Clydesdales to compete.
So they'll be competing.
Yes.
Which means you'll be getting this, like, behind the scenes, behind the curtain look at what really goes on.
Correct.
And happens.
Yes. How they prepare the horses, the carriages, all of that ready to go for competition. I'll be helping out as well. But that also means that I'll be there for a couple of days. So I need to stay overnight with Will. Now, originally, if I wasn't going, they would stay in the stables, right?
So, yeah, you sometimes see it if you've walked through those exhibitions.
Yep.
That above the stables on, like, a little mezzanine floor, that's where people sleep.
Yes, to be with their horses.
And they can
and
keep an eye on them, an ear on them, and just know that everything's all right.
Yes.
So, will you be sleeping in the hay like that?
Well, see, I was okay with it, but Will said no.
Like, really?
I think he's a bit worried about, you know, how much space there is, and I might feel a little bit claustrophobic, or I might not be able to sleep well because of the fact that, you know, the horses will be making noises all night.
All
and
night, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, fine, all right, we'll think of something else. So we're going to stay in a hotel overnight instead.
Right, that's
now,
nice, very romantic.
Around the Sydney Olympic Park is a bit of accommodation, of course, but, you know, coming straight into, you know, April time, they've already sold out.
Oh, because people go, oh, the show's on, I'll probably book my accommodation in advance.
Correct.
And it's less than a month away.
Yes. now, I had accommodation ready to go, but unfortunately, yeah, like I said, it's booked out.
Oh, no.
So, I've had to look elsewhere, including, like, other suburbs around Sydney Olympic Park, like Strathfield, Lidcombe, all that type of thing. And, look, I've got at least four options.
Okay.
But the thing is, I don't really want to stay in a pub, and I don't want to stay in, like, a motel type of thing, and I don't think Will would want to either. He's a bit more selective than what I am, I believe. So
here's another thing to know about Ari.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit stingy. Doesn't come
can be
can in certain areas when it comes to snacks, the purse strings are open. And energy drinks, purse strings are open.
Well, not all the time, come on.
But certain things, you don't like to admit it, but you are a little bit tight on certain things. And hey,
well,
we don't earn big cash here, fair enough.
No, that's right.
But accommodation is one of them. You refuse to even go on a holiday because
you don't want
to spend money.
No, it's mine.
This is what I'm talking about. You're going down there for a romantic ride in a carriage.
It's actually not.
And a special days of patting horses.
Yes, that's true.
Splurge a little bit. Get yourself something nice, is what I'm saying you should do.
Well, I've got two options that are nicer, but they're still cheaper than the budget Ibis at Sydney Olympic Park for a night. Like $200 less.
Okay, so what are the options and what are the pros and cons here?
Okay, so
I'm going to decide for you.
There's a hotel in Homebush West. I won't tell you all the names.
No, fine.
But that is about a 2.5 kilometre walk from the venue.
Oh, a nice romantic walk.
Yeah. It's just an old brick hotel looking thing.
What's the room like? Is it like that W that you stayed in down there?
No.
And had that amazing night in?
No, not at all. Nothing compares to the W. Free night. Then you've got this place in Homebush, shared bathroom with other guests.
I don't want that.
Not
on your romantic getaway to the Easter show.
But it's easy to get to the venue from there.
You're in there and you know there'll be other, like, cowboys, and they'll have, like, horse poo on their shoes still, and then that's in the shower where you just want all the straw floating down the drain and stuff. Because it's someone that you're sharing a bath. Don't go to a hostel on your romantic time away, Ari. Rule that one out straight away. Cross that out. Don't even bother.
All right. So that means that I have to go further out from the venue, which means I have to get on two trains to get to the venue and back.
Two trains! Is there not something, like, closer to the venue that you just is a bit more expensive that you don't want to pay for?
Yes. I don't want to pay $600 for one night.
That is a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, okay, here's another option. Mm-hmm. could you stay at like a lovely hotel here in Newcastle and then just take, you're taking two trains anyway.
But like, it's like a 2 hour train ride and then another half hour to get out to the Olympic Park. 2.5 hours, that's five all in one day.
Yeah, well, maybe you should just, it's a no as well. Maybe you're stuck in the shared bathroom situation after all. It sounds awful. Enjoy it.
New FM.
De Novos.
Now, the other night I went into Coles at Mayfield to pick up a few like veggies and stuff like that for cooking, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, on the list I had was to get some celery because I want to do like a stock and stuff like that.
Lovely.
So, Emmy put together the list. She'd been doing a bit of cooking this week.
Yep.
And she wrote in it, get like the small pack because we don't usually finish a big whole thing of celery.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, okay, may as well. You don't want to waste any either.
Mm.
Anyway, I pull up to the like veggie counter where the celery is and they have three sizes of celery.
This is cool.
A full big celery bunch just cut off at the stalk there for sale. That's great. Like the whole thing. Then they had one they'd trimmed the leaves off and put into plastic. So they'd just taken, so it's like less of the long leaves, but there's the main whole bit is still there.
Okay.
And then they had one that was just a few little stalks cut up and put into plastic.
Okay.
So like small, medium, large.
Right. Yeah. Okay, standard sizes, yep.
At first I thought it was a mistake because the prices were, for the large, big, whole celery thing, $4.
Okay.
Then the medium one with basically the leaves cut off and then put in a piece of plastic, $4.50.
Ooh.
And then the smallest little tiny one was like $4.95, $5 basically.
Interesting.
It's like they got the prices in the wrong order. I had to do a double take. It turns out not. And I just want to give a warning out there to keep an eye on things of all sorts, right? How about this from the other day, right? And I'm just going to go Colesworth in general.
Okay.
Right? Just keep an eye on everything. 100 grams of lint, now $8.95. Mm. So that's the like the smallest little lint pack, nearly $9. They used to be $3.75. Then they went up to $4.50. Then it was $6 and back to $4.50 on special. Only 12 months ago. Now it's $8.95.
Oh, my God.
That's nearly $9. Keep an eye on that for now to go on special for, like, $6, higher than the older, like, high price.
The original price,
exactly.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that. Here's another one, and not one I personally searched, but when I was poking around a little bit. You've heard of, like, argan oil for your hair?
Yes.
So there's one called Seven Wonders, which I guess is, like, one of the Seven Wonders of the world. Okay,
yes.
You know it, yeah?
It's a good product.
Yeah. Now, this is, a smaller bottle. A Chemist Warehouse, $16.
Yep.
Woolworths, special offer for $71.50.
Ooh.
Just keep an eye on what you're buying. Another one here, and this is a bit of an old school throwback. You know the Brute, like, stick or whatever deodorant?
Yeah, I do.
So they've reduced the size from 75 grams to 50 grams, and the price went from $7 to $10.
Oh, shut up.
Smaller packet, bigger price by like half.
There's a reason why they do it for celery, but the rest of that's just ridiculous.
It's all mad. Just keep an eye on things, because even right in front of you, the cheaper one is right there, and it's bigger as well. It's just absolute insanity.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so we were talking earlier in the show about the Vegemite latte.
Yeah.
How about the porridge latte?
No.
Like a bowl of porridge and then an espresso shot onto the top.
I'm sorry, but I would prefer to keep my coffee separate from the porridge, hey?
We're coming into the colder season.
Yeah, right? That's true. I like Weet-Bix.
Do you do porridge at all as an adult?
I don't mind it. I used to eat it a couple of years ago, so maybe I'm back for a...
Due for it?
Due for a resurgence, perhaps?
I don't think I've eaten it since I was about 7 until last week.
Oh.
I had one spoonful of Esme's porridge.
Oh, you enjoyed it?
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But I also went, there's heaps better foods out there. That's why I left it.
Well, that's exactly right.
Left it behind. A lot of people swear by it, though. Mm. Adults into oats. There's a lot of it. Mm. I'll give you that. So, there you go. There's one to try. The porridge latte. Apparently delicious. Everyone's saying it's great.
Okay, here's a question, though.
Sure.
If you're pouring your shot of coffee over a porridge,
yeah,
does it become still a food or is it just a sloppy drink?
Oh, good question.
How are you consuming that? Do you use a spoon?
Yeah.
Surely it is a spoon.
It's, it's still a
spoon. So it becomes like an affogato? You know how
they
like pour
that's exactly
that
what it is. Yeah. It's basically a breakfast affogato.
That's so funny.
I mean, that's way to sell it in your... If you've got a cafe this morning and you're thinking, how can I make some cash here? There's an option for you.
Yeah, try it.
Because you put the bowl right under the machine and it, like, drips the coffee on.
Mm.
And away you go.
Yeah, put it on your specials board for the morning or for the
week.
Give
it a go.
See if someone buys it.
And if you make a lot of money off, just sling me 10% and I won't complain once, okay?
Sounds good.
UFM.
The Novos.
We live in an interesting world where luxury brands love to jump on board with regular items and make them, like, so X-y and such a statement. So I'm talking about baby gear. So you've just had a kid. What are you buying?
Yes, that's me.
Like, you know, clothes.
Nappies. Yeah.
Little bot bots. What do you call those things? Dummies. Yeah.
What did you call it?
Bot bots.
Okay.
What, your little bot? Yeah.
I think
that?
Everyone's got their own nicknames for them.
Because
I've never heard of that.
There you go. You know, things like cribs and whatever. But people do like a bit of a named brand, don't they?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And here's what I've learned after becoming a recent father is mums can be competitive.
Oh.
So they get the competitive side comes out, but they're very... They do it with a smile, so they're like, oh, yeah, this is a great little, you know, crib or whatever I've got. But they know deep down it's the fancy one.
Uh-huh.
And
it's a pride.
Yeah.
And the best of the best.
The other mums are like, oh, they know that's the fancy one. They just know by looking at it. It's interesting.
Well, I find that this product that I'm about to delve into and explain is, I reckon this is more for the dads. The dads would want to jump on this bandwagon.
Really?
And be like, hey, love, hey, dear. I want to buy this for the little bub. So I'm talking about Italian supercar maker, Lamborghini has now teamed up with legendary British nursery brand Silver Cross, who was launched in 1877, to launch a limited edition super stroller, Lamborghini stroller.
Oh, that is absurd. Oh. And you know it'll be so expensive as well, right?
Limited to 500 units worldwide, the new strollers will set you back $5,000 each US.
Oh, my God. That's $5,000 for a stroller?
Yep. It looks like something from Game of Thrones. It's like all black with like Lamborghini logo obviously near the handle. And it looks like super modern. It's called the Reef Al Arancio, all-terrain tank of a stroller. Designed to ensure comfort for all possible scenarios your baby could find yourselves in. Yeah, going up, you know, through Glen Rock State Conservation Area with that thing.
Oh, that is absolutely absurd. Sexy and I know it. Has it got big wheels, big rims, if you will?
Well, I wouldn't say rims, but it's got decent sized wheels, two different sizes, mind you. In the box, you'll find a carry cot, a push chair seat, a foot muff, universal car seat adapters, a sunset mosquito net and two rain covers.
It's basically a normal stroller. Okay,
yeah.
I'm looking on Kmart. Your upright stroller, $25. Your layback stroller, you want something a little laid back,
$65. Oh.
And on it goes. But here's the price it doesn't go to. $5,000.
Oh, it needs an engine put in there. Then maybe.
I was going to say, does it come with a V8 or one of these hybrid petrol engines or something?
I know.
Damn, that's so expensive.
The back of it kind of looks like an armadillo. Like, it looks like a hard case armadillo.
It has a little bit of sort of design to it.
Yeah.
And you know, if you've got the Lambo stroller, you're walking along, say, Bather's Way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
And you see the other, you know, mum or dad coming the other way with the Kmart one.
Yeah.
You're way cooler, right?
If you're walking along with the Lamborghini stroller, you've all got matching sunglasses, including the baby. Like, hell yeah, girl.
This is a very, very cool family that has way too much money on their hands.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We've basically done for the day.
Yeah.
But before we go, we do have to award a prize.
As we always do.
That's right. We've got a couple of tickets to go and see the Knights versus Dolphins tomorrow night.
Matt Jones.
Certainly is. And it goes to Kelly in Raymond Terrace because earlier in the show we were asking who's the looser parent in the family.
So much fun.
She spoke about her father who had an interesting approach to vermin control. Have a listen to this.
When, like, we would sit on the lounge at the night time, he'd turn everything off and we'd wait for the little mice to come out of the hole and he'd get flood gun and he'd pop it with the flood gun.
Oh, my God. He was the loser. This is in the living room?
It's in the living room.
That is extraordinary. Wow. Obviously, just the noise would have scared them off is what I imagine happened.
What a fun dad. It's like, let's go hunting, kids. Great, where are we going? Nowhere, just lounge.
Just turn off the light.
Yeah.
So there you go. Congratulations to Kelly in Raymond Terrace, our latest local winner here at New FM.
Well done.
Have a lovely day, everyone. Have you got anything special planned for the day, Ari?
Tonight is Will Knight. It's boyfriend
Wednesday,
night.
Will Knight. Any dates going on? What's going on?
No. Tonight, I just want to watch Yellowstone on the couch and cuddle. That's all I want to do.
What about going to the golf course?
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yeah, but there's always time for more golf, especially that should be your together time is on the putting green, right?
Together time is good, and I went last week, and this week, no.
It's a no for you.
He can go any other day.
Oh, that is
any
true.
Any other day.
That is true. But
love
more
him.
Romantic with you, though, isn't it?
I have to say, I do like watching him swing.
There you go.
He's got good form, that one.
On that note, have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.